We want to change the narrative of Salem. And it's not going to be done through politics. It's not going to be done through who you vote for or what you believe or how correct you can be. It's all going to be done through the work of Jesus.
1, 2, 3, 4. All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Gifts and Go Spotlight interview. I am here with the amazing and awesome Andrew Baxter, who has set up a campaign on Gifts and Go. You can find that campaign at givesandgo.com/ignite. You can find the link below and we'll talk about it a little bit more. But I'm excited to introduce you to this awesome young guy who's got a passion for the Lord and has had that passion for quite some time. Andrew, thank you for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So Andrew, tell me a little bit about yourself, you know, who you are, where you're from. Give me some of the deets.
Sure. So my name is Andrew Baxter. I am from Los Angeles, California. I grew up in California and had the opportunity to play professional baseball late in my life. I say late, but I'm 27 years old and my professional career started a little late. Told my dad when I was young, I wanted to play baseball for Jesus. And this season, the owners of the stadium have been super amazing and decided to give me the stadium for a one-night event to ignite the area. So I'm playing in Salem, Kaiser, which is in about an hour south of Portland. And if you've watched any of the news stuff, Salem, Portland, they're kind of struggling right now and looking for answers with Jesus. So I have an amazing team around me and we've just gone to work and put this event together.
That's incredible. I love that. Number one, that the Lord, well, just your testimony right from a young age, you're like, this is part of who I am. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, like, Jesus, you're involved in this. Let's go, buddy. You know, that's incredible. That kind of dedication, you know, we love seeing just throughout the life. It shows your commitment to service and your love for the Lord. And also, man, stepping into baseball professionally, that's an incredible feat. And what a platform it will give you to be able to share the love of Jesus and his message. That's so awesome. And it seems like that's what you're doing. You've created this night that you're trying to get the ball rolling called Ignite. Share with me a bit about where that vision came, how it came about, and what is it all about?
So it's been crazy. The more we get into this, the more people I encounter that say we've been praying for this event for about 2 to 3 years. And it's really the vision and heart of amazing people here in the community. And that's what it started as. So Ignite started as the chaplain of the stadium coming out to me and saying, hey, I know you love Jesus. And I know there's people in the community that love Jesus. Is there a way I can pair you guys up? And I said, I'm available for anything Jesus related. So let's do it. So I went and spoke at some churches and eventually about a month into season, I get paired up with these two worship leaders, Justin and Tiffany. And they said, hey, we've been praying for something like this for about 2 months or for about 2 years since before the COVID hit. And it all fell apart when COVID hit and all that. And I said, I totally get that. I said, so how big do you want to go with this? And they said, well, we're thinking of doing it for the local church. We want to keep it kind of small and whatever. And I said, okay, let's just start and see what happens. And so we start getting going. And before we realized it, we had 10 churches on board, couple nonprofits, and every major radio station in the area covering it. We just found out yesterday at Hope Radio, which is the biggest Christian radio station in the Northwest, is going to be our title sponsor. We found that out.
No way. That's awesome.
And, it started with this idea of how do we get people to ignite the flame, it's 2 Timothy 1, in their hearts, the spirit that's there, and take that out into their communities to start changing what we're seeing on TV. We want to change the narrative of Salem. And it's not going to be done through politics. It's not going to be done through who you vote for or what you believe or how correct you can be. It's all going to be done through the work of Jesus. And so that's what we're bringing back is 5,000 seats dedicated to pulling in one direction. And that's God's direction.
Come on. I love that. I love that. I mean, the very nature of what you're doing, and I was hearing you say it when you're like, listen, the world, when they look at Salem, when they look at Portland, when they look at this area, there is a perspective they have because of the way it's portrayed. And yet the thing that God, we know God does and he loves to do is he loves to switch that narrative, flip it on its head by his power, by moving through his body, by speaking his word. That's incredible. And that's part of even just our work as believers is to take that and say, listen, no matter what the testimony might look like, no matter how bad and awful things can look, and we can always portray those things however we want to. And we know media does that on every side. You know, what can you do? But well, what you can do is you can do this, exactly what you're doing, where you're getting people together, believers together, and you're pulling people into a place of unity around the gospel and around the purpose of that transformation. That's just absolutely incredible. I applaud the effort that you guys have going with that. And I'm looking forward to hearing about how this all kind of launches itself and takes off. Because this isn't just a one-night event. You're wanting to kind of grow this, right?
Yes. So we're starting with one day. I mean, the whole ministry aspect is start in Jerusalem, then Judea and Samaria. So our goal is to make this one night as beautiful as possible for this year and grow this into a three-day event here in Volcano Stadium. And if it outgrows the stadium, we want to take it on the road and we want to do Washington. We want to do Idaho, Utah. We want to take over this West Coast.
Yeah.
If we can just ignite flames in every state, all the news that you see along the West Coast, I'm a West Coast guy. We want to change that narrative of what's going on. I'm so tired of being in the news and making everyone hate us for what we're doing. I want Jesus to be the front and centerpiece. And I want people to come out to the West Coast and say, it's beautiful out here and the people are beautiful and the gospel is getting out.
Come on. That's so good. You know, I had recently even been thinking about that because, you know, we can view anything from online, what we hear, you know, but you, when you get down to people, you know, when politics are gone and media is gone and, you know, the stuff's just kind of out the window and all you're left with is people, your neighbor, you know, the narrative begins to change a bit and you're like, no, there's good stuff. God is doing stuff on the earth today. Communities are being transformed. And after COVID, after this hard time, you know, it's, people are even more desperate and more seeking. And so that's a beautiful thing because we need to see that. I'm from the East Coast. And so all I ever hear is that sort of thing. Yet for myself, I go, it's not about the politics. It's not about these things. It's about the people that are there. And there are amazing people out there. I have brothers and sisters in the faith there doing great things. My goal should not be to allow those dividing lines to kind of block me or separate me, but I should see the unity that we have in the gospel and say, let me pour into that. And that's what we're reaching out even to our community at Gifts and Go, you know, that we can often find ourselves drawing dividing lines because of whatever narrative or whatever picture we're given. And yet those are just lies. If anything's causing us to not love God the right way and not love our brother, you know, not love our neighbor the right way, there's some lie in there that's getting at us. And you know, the other thing I loved that you're sharing right from the beginning is just the faithfulness element where you're saying, we have a night. We want to be faithful with what we've been given and we want to see that thing grow. I just, you know, I think of the word, you know, those who are faithful with little, you know, will be given much. And we see that all throughout the parables. We see that throughout the gospels that people, he says, you take what the Lord's given you, you do what you can with it. And you just are amazed at the growth that he provides. So I'm just believing for that kind of growth for you guys. Because that just sounds so amazing. And especially you're going about it in a faithful way, which is, you know, incredibly commendable for a believer. And so I love it. Now, how did you hear about Gifts and Go? What got you onto our platform? You know, what rang in your ear or where did you find us?
Yeah, so the owner of the stadium actually, Lisa Walker, we were all sitting in a meeting and we were like, okay, we have the vision, we have the heart, we don't have the money. And so we started laughing about it and we said, you know, how do we do this in an honoring way and in a way that doesn't kind of mess up the donations? And she said, well, we've done a Give, Send, Go before and we used it for a different event. She said, I love them. They were great to work with and let's see if we can get that going. So, well, I don't have a nonprofit status yet. I said, this is all brand new. We had 62 days to plan this event and an amazing team working on it. So Justin, Tiffany, Kevin, Lisa, there's five of us. Yeah. And we were like, okay, give Send Go. Let's give it a try. So I set it up and it was all done in like 20 minutes. Okay, that seemed way too easy. So we get it launched out. We start sending it out and people just started responding. It was amazing. And they saw Give, Send, Go and they kind of, I know they trusted the platform. So then they started reading about it. We had $700 in the account by the end of our first 6 hours.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, Jesus, you want this to take off. We'll keep it going. And just the different platforms that you guys provide has been amazing. We've used it. It was our original marketing piece. Nice. So we were sending it out, but please support it. so that's how we got it going.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. And I love that you guys jumped on. We really want to be that platform one that partners with people who are sharing the love of Jesus, sharing the hope of Jesus around the world. We also want to be the people that give a free platform, you know, and the platform to allow people to raise the funds and to be able to freely go after the things that are the most, you know, passionate about in their hearts and, you know, care for them in that way. And so we're super honored and thankful that you chose Give, Send, Go.
You have this friend. They're going through a hard time and you want to help them, but you don't know how or where to start. When you see a need, step in with Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go is a safe, trusted, and reliable crowdfunding platform designed to help you help others. With a few clicks of a button, you can set up a campaign for the person you want to support. Come to givesendgo.com and set up your campaign. Then share it with the people closest to you and watch the funds and prayers start flooding in. That's www.givesendgo.com.
If you didn't know, and for those of you who might not know, we have a whole prayer team that is devoted to going through every single campaign, and we'll give you a phone call and we'll.
They called me yesterday.
They did? No way. That's awesome. Come on.
Sat in a meeting. I had just walked in, God's timing. I just walked in to meet with Justin and Tiffany, actually. Yeah. They're my worship leaders for this team. And I said, hey guys, I don't recognize this number. Let's just answer it together. And so I put her on speaker and sure enough, she goes, hey, I'm from Give, Send, Go. Can I pray with you guys really quick? I said, what? Absolutely. Put her on speaker. We just sat around and prayed for a minute.
Come on. I mean, that's one of the things for me I love about this company is that there's more than just a platform. You have an army of people praying for you and with you for what you're doing. And, you know, people that are coming around you and even, you know, reading your campaign and hearing your mission, you know, wanting to spotlight that and say, hey, we love this. This is awesome. This is what we're all about. And we want to make sure that's getting out there because there's a whole world of people that are, you know, we're called as the body of Christ to come and partner with one another to build one another up. And we see in the early church, we see in scripture that it was a common thing for churches when they're like, oh, there's a church in need over there. You know, the church just funds it, you know, like send them money, you know, and then there's need over there. And that was the nature, generous giving and community and fellowship, you know, all around this gospel truth that has woken us up to truth and has given us new life. And I love that. And that's why even as, you know, we're doing the spotlight for those of you who are watching, you know, this is an awesome opportunity. You know, you've heard the narratives. You've heard what people have tried to say about our brothers and sisters on the West Coast or whatever. And you might even be on the West Coast, never even having heard about this. You should go to Ignite. It's going to be awesome. So into it. This is an awesome opportunity to sow and to give. You know, even $5, $5, $10, that sort of giving just is what crowdfunding is all about. It's we look for the crowd, the large crowd of people to come and partner together. And so I love that that's kind of what's taking off here. I love that you've got this Ignite going. So obviously there's a ton of expenses that come with trying to get a place to host this thing, trying to compensate people, trying to get the products. I mean, events take a lot of time and a lot of money. You've set up that you are trying to raise 25 grand, right? Okay. So that covers the full of it. Share with me, like what, as people donate to this, what are they sewing into? What is getting covered and what needs do you guys have?
Yeah. So $25,000, if we hit $25,000, we will be able to let me go with the vision first for what we're hoping. The vision for what we're hoping to have is a stage at second base, full stage, the lighting, being able to see everyone, sound system, and being able to do that in a way that everyone inside of a stadium. So if you can imagine a baseball stadium, who's sitting in those seats, no matter where they're at in the stadium, is capable of hearing the gospel that night and hearing worship done well. And so the sound system on that is a little bigger than it needs to be. So that's the one that's a nice little chunk of change. Getting a stage out there, I mean, that takes a lot of effort. And then being able to put two video screens on the side so that nobody feels left out. Yeah. If we're able to do those, that $25,000, we can cover all of it. I mean, and it puts 5,000 people at fingertips length for the gospel.
Amazing. That's incredible. And you know what? 25 grand is just not, it's a drop in the bucket. You know, we see that, we see the Lord provide, you know, consistently more than that, you know, on the regular. He uses his body. I always go back to Isaiah where he says, you know, he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And I always go back and say, he owns the hills too. You know, he's really got it all. He's got everything that we could possibly need. And, you know, my name's Hudson Taylor. I was named after this missionary to China whose like main mission statement was God's will. What?
That's where I know that name.
That's where you know it. God's will done in God's way never lacks God's supply. And you know, when we're walking out in the love of God, we're loving God, we're loving our neighbor, and we're doing that, we know we're walking in the will of the Lord. We know we're walking what he's called us to. And so, you know, I'm just believing with you guys for the, you know, the supplication for this event, that you guys would see kind of the birth of it out of this day event, you know, growing into something that's more national, because let me tell you, our nation can use it and we need it. And to see passionate people going after it, it's like, that's what we want. That's what we're looking for. So good.
Here's the other thing that does. I'll just leave you with this real quick, because I know we're coming to an end. 5,000 people come into the stadium. The event is free. That's what it also, it covers, is the accessibility. Now everyone can come to the event for free. But I'm being from Los Angeles and playing in Salem. I have no tie here. So we're invited all the churches to come out and just reap the harvest. We're big on discipleship, and we don't want to leave 5,000 people homeless. So it's a less of a burden on the local churches, which aren't big. Oregon's the least church state in America. And so if they don't have to front this much money and they can pour that back into their congregation once the harvest is reaped, then we're talking big change in the area. We're talking 5,000 people that have been added to the faith that are going to go out and just ignite more flames. And next year when we come back, we'll be able to do it again. Yeah. So that's what $25,000 does.
Right. So it doesn't just give you a nice worship night where you're stirring up the passionate people. You're doing a service to the local church. You're providing something that they could not afford or tend to themselves. And you're coming in and you're saying, listen, we're going to give you an extra push and get you going. That's, oh, guys, man, you guys just are tugging at all my heartstrings, man. That's awesome. I'm like, so pumped for you guys. I'm like, I'm going to find a way to get out there and go and worship with you guys.
We have an amazing worship team set up. I mean, people coming in from across different states. We've got someone flying in from Tennessee to lead. Come on. Someone from Passion Worship. Come on. We're not disclosing names, but it's going to be huge. So God is so good.
This is a destination event, but it is, you know, for those of you who are watching and are going, oh, I can give $5 or I love this vision. Listen, the other options, go check out this campaign, givesendgo.com/ignite. Check it out. Read the story. Give a little. There's also the prayer button. Pray. Send prayers for this team. We know that the enemy is out roaring like a lion, seeking to steal, kill, and destroy. You know, he does not want these sort of things happening. I'm sure that there's, you can experience so much when you're pressing into the Lord and what he wants. You can experience a lot of spiritual warfare. And so that's where the body of Christ comes along. That's where you guys come along who are listening to come and stand behind in prayer and in mission here to say we're unified in this. We believe God can move through this. And so send your prayers, lift up your prayers to the Lord on behalf of all of the names that he's named so far. We want to see this be a success. And so, Andrew, I'm so pumped for you. I'm excited for what God's doing in your life. I think, you know, just hearing a quick snippet of your testimony of who you are, where God has placed you, has he's really kind of focused you and put you in a special position to be able to do this well. And so I'm really looking forward to hearing and seeing the testimony of this and how it comes about. For all of you guys who are watching, go check out that campaign. Go give, go sow into this. It says, you know, when we partner in sowing, we reap that as well. You know, we reap that in Christ. And so let's live that out. Let's stand with our family on the West Coast and let's say, yeah, we want the same thing they do. We want the love of the Lord to shine brightly. We want the local church to feel strengthened, encouraged, and empowered. And we want believers to be ignited, to not feel in despair because of the way the world wants us to think about our faith or the circumstances around us, but to actually hold on to that flame that we have in Christ Jesus. So, Andrew, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Is there anything else you would like to shout out before we close our time?
Yeah, I just want to make one last plug with my team being around, Kevin, Tiffany, Justin. God has been so faithful to us, and we just found out that Hope, which is the biggest radio station in the area, is going to be our title sponsor. So they're going to be doing all of our press, all of our coverage. So the word's finally going to get out to 5,000 plus people. We also have a slot on The Fish, which is a pretty recognizable radio station. And just all these radio stations that have decided, you know what, this is an event worth going in on. So the community is rallying. The people are there. The workers are few, but yeah, the harvest is coming.
I was just going to say, I was like, the harvest is plenty. The workers are few, guys. Let's support these workers. Let's get behind them. That's how I'm feeling about it. Well, Andrew, it was awesome chatting with you today. I hope that this interview gets out there and that you get a little bit more coverage. I hope that some support comes in for you guys and every penny is taken care of even more so than that. And that you guys get to begin to even dream even bigger than you could have imagined. Thank you so much for being on the spotlight today. We're so excited to get your story out there and see what God does with this. Listen, for those of you who are listening, for those of you who are watching, thank you for tuning into the Spotlight interview. Go check out givesendgo.com/ignite. Check it out. Go give, go pray, do what you got to do. And let's stand behind our brothers and sisters in the Lord who are faithfully serving. They've got the harvest ready. Let's help strengthen those reapers in the church. Amen. Amen. Well, Austin, this was a great conversation, and we'll look forward to you all tuning in next time. You have a blessed day.
Hello.
Hi, this is Claire. I'm a Give, Send, Go prayer partner, and I just called to see how I could be praying for you.
Did you know Give, Send, Go has a team of prayer partners solely dedicated to calling each and every campaign owner on our site to pray for them and their endeavors? That's because here at Give, Send, Go, we believe that prayer changes things.
Well, thank you so much. I needed to hear that today.
We could all use a little hope.
To receive a call from one of our prayer partners, go to www.givesendgo.com to start your campaign today.